The injections helped him to keep working. Botulinum toxin injections helped Salim Giga continue working for longer by helping to reduce involuntary eye closure. As PSP began to affect his movement, speech and balance, it was the increasing difficulty in keeping his eyes open that had the most immediate impact on Salim's ability to work. Running a printing-related business, he relied on being able to read and carry out detailed tasks, but as his eyelids began to shut, his ability to manage the company became increasingly difficult. At a movement disorders clinic, it was suggested he have botulinum toxin injections around the eyes. The treatment, commonly known by the brand name Botox, is used in various conditions to weaken overactive muscles. In PSP, it can be used to target the muscles responsible for forcing the eyelids closed. For Salim, the effect was significant, as his wife Salma explains. Following each round of injections, Salim was able to keep his eyes open for longer. It really made a big difference. While the treatment did not stop the progression, it extended the time he was able to remain active, not just in his business, but also maintain a degree of independence. This was very important to him. Botulinum toxin is now an established part of symptom management for some people living with PSP and CBD. Consultant neurologist Boyd Gosh explains, botulinum toxin is a toxin produced by a bacteria that weakens muscles. In clinic, we can inject small amounts into specific muscles. For example, in some people with PSP, the eyelids may close involuntarily, particularly in bright light, and it can be very difficult for them to reopen their eyes. Botulinum toxin injections can help by weakening the muscles that force the eyelids shut. By weakening those muscles slightly, it can make it easier for people to keep their eyes open. It doesn't restore eyelid function completely, but it can provide a meaningful improvement for some people. The injections need to be repeated regularly. It usually takes around 1 to 2 weeks for the treatment to start working, and the benefit tends to last for around 6 to 8 weeks. Salim's symptoms started back in 2011, but it took a further 6 years before PSP was confirmed as the diagnosis of his condition instead of a Parkinsonian disorder. In those early stages, support from PSPA was suggested, and Salma attended PSPA's carers support groups. Often she found herself listening rather than sharing, surrounded by others facing similar challenges, and found it reassuring to hear from others in similar situations. Salma said, as Salim's condition has progressed, his symptoms have become more difficult to manage. His eyes are closed most of the time now. He has very soft speech and has swallowing difficulties that sometimes leads to choking. Before Botox, the eye closure had already forced major changes. He had stopped driving because it was no longer safe. At work, despite his determination to continue, the strain became too much. He tried to keep the business going, holding on as long as possible, but eventually he had to make the difficult decision to close it. Botox didn't stop that happening, but it certainly slowed it. In those early years of treatment, it extended the time he could function independently and engage in meaningful activity. The injections were given every 3 months, with the benefits gradually wearing off after 5 or 6 weeks, but even that limited window made a tangible difference. Over time, however, the effectiveness has declined. In recent years, some injections have not worked as well, possibly due to changes in how they were administered. When injections were not placed close enough to the eyelids, the benefit was minimal. Adjustments have since been made, and there has been some improvement, but not to the level seen before. Now, he has to manually lift his eyelids open a lot more. Botox has also been considered for other symptoms. When Salim developed posterior neck pain and a tendency for the head and upper body to lean to one side, a specialist suggested Botox injections to relax the affected muscles. Salma explains, Salim didn't find this as effective. He tried it once but decided not to go through it again. Instead, we've both found that helping him to adjust his posture, doing some exercises suggested to us by the physiotherapist, and using a neck brace has helped manage the problem. Find out more. Speak to your neurologist to discuss the suitability of botulinum toxin injections as part of your symptom management treatment.